Mason Lampton grew up around horses in Louisville, Kentucky. He started to play polo when he was about 12. Now, at 68 years old, Lampton still saddles up.
I should be better. I'm in the twilight of my mediocre career right now, but I've had a ball playing.
Lampton and his family have been coming north to spend their summers in Harbor Springs for years. One year, he was driving in nearby Bliss Township when a piece of land caught his eye. It was a large, flat field where someone used to grow potatoes. Lampton bought the land, but instead of planting potatoes, decided to play polo.
And everybody said, well, you're crazy. You're the only one here to play polo. And I said, well, I know I'm crazy, but we're going to see what we do.
That was about 8 years ago. Lampton says it took about a year and a half to get the field in playing condition. But once it was finished, he thought the location alone would be enough to attract a crowd.
And when you go to a beautiful spot, people want to be there. And so it helps people come up and want to play here because it's beautiful. It helps people come watch because it's beautiful.
And he was right. Teams from as far away as Texas and South Carolina come to play in Bliss. And hundreds of people turn out to watch them.
And Pallone is out in front all by himself. He's going to check up that horse a little bit, let that ball settle. And he's going to take a neck shot here towards goal. Can he finish this last goal? And he does.
Yay, Pallone.
With ease. So that is another...
If you don't know exactly how polo is played, there's a simple way to describe it.
Kind of like ice hockey on horseback.
That's Dana Fortuno, a professional umpire with the U.S. Polo Association.
And you have four players to a side. You play on a field of 300 yards by 150 yards. And you use a small white ball, similar to like a baseball or a lacrosse ball. And all the players are mounted on horses. And the object of the game is to put the white ball between two goalposts more times than the other team. As simple as that, I guess.
Fortuno says his basic job is to keep the game flowing and everybody safe. For instance, when a player has possession of the ball, they have the right-of-way to keep traveling in that direction. If another rider comes too close to cutting them off, the umpire would then call a rule violation. Each polo match is broken up into six periods called chuckers. Each chucker lasts about 7 minutes. Now, typically, players will change horses every chucker to keep them fresh and not overworked. That means every polo player has at least six horses. The parking area is lined with trailers and horses waiting to get into the game. Ken Grew is watching the action from the sideline. He's amazed by the combination of man and horse working in tandem.
The ability of the rider to be able to take the horse and work together with him like they're one. It's just an awesome sight.
Grew lives just outside Cross Village, and he says he's really selective about telling other people about the polo club in Bliss.
That's being selfish. I guess it is, you know, because it's wonderful to come out here, set up a little, you know, table and make a sandwich, have a glass of wine, and watch something this spectacular. It's very rare. Where else can you go in Michigan?
I got him. I'm done, man. Don't go back.
And the fans do more than just cheer. They also have an important role. In between the third and fourth chucker, there's a short halftime. That's when fans are encouraged to step onto the field of play and stomp the divots made by the horses and the mallets. Judy Meredith has been coming to watch polo in Bliss for 3 years now.
So this is kind of a cool thing to do at halftime. All the spectators can walk out onto the field and stomp.
Right. Stomp the divots. Just make sure you don't stomp anything steaming.
So what's the key to stomping divots?
Well, what it does is it puts the field back together, so it makes it easier for the players. It makes the ball roll better if it doesn't get in holes. So, and I just stomp on them and try to make them so there's no ridges.
Polo horses are generally thoroughbreds, retired from the racetrack. On a full gallop, they can reach speeds of over 30 miles an hour. It's a dangerous, high-speed, impact sport.
Hombre! Hombre! Hombre!
Early on in this game, a rider is bucked from his horse and dragged a few yards before he's able to free his foot from the stirrup.
And... sometimes our horses are nice and fresh. It looked like that one was trying to buck on Francisco. But everybody just leave the horse be, and it'll head right back to the trailer, more than likely. Okay, so we're going to get another horse out here. And it looks like his horse is going right back to the trailer, so please leave the horse be. Do not chase after that horse.
Eventually, play resumes, and Bliss wins the match by a score of 11-9. After the match, Mason Lampton sits in a chair and watches the second match of the day. His next match will be against the tournament favorite, Orchard Hill, a team from Grand Rapids. He says it'll be a tough order.
I'm going to beat him this year, but I got to play better personally if I'm going to do that. My team is good. So that's Orchard Hill out there now. Can you see the score?
5-0.
5-0, Orchard Hill. I rest my case. That's the problem right there, 5-0.
At 68 years old, Lampton is one of the oldest players on the field today. But he'll have to keep playing if he wants any records. Earlier this year, a player in Alabama made his way into the Guinness World Records as the oldest active polo player. He was 84. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanchura.